It's no secret that many Christians find spiritual nourishment from prominent podcast preachers online, not least of all would include you, Pastor John. So how would you encourage these same Christians to also appreciate the role of their pastor or pastors that God has placed over them in their local churches?
We ought to appreciate our local pastors, the ones we see every week and whose word we sit under week in and week out. We ought to see them as indispensable, because God does not say in Scripture that he has given to the church podcasters. He says, I have given shepherds and teachers, pastors and teachers. Ephesians 4:11, he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers. And he gave them responsibility for particular flocks. So it says in 1 Peter, shepherd the flock of God that is among you. So a pastor is not responsible for a flock across the world or down the street. Exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge. So this is the picture that God has ordained for flocks to exist and shepherds to exist, and the shepherds have accountability for a particular flock, and the flock has responsibility to submit to a particular shepherd, being examples to the flock. So there's a structure that no podcasting pastor can replace. This is something no podcaster can do, including me. The shepherds are given then an astonishing burden in Acts 20:28. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. To all the flock, that's their flock, to care for the church of God which he obtained with his own blood. That's just massive. What an incredible burden. Take heed to all the flock. This is your flock. You are their shepherd. Watch over them. Care for them. And the counterpoint would be true, that all those sheep should know that's his responsibility. They should submit to that. They should want that. They should feel wonderfully gifted by being in a church where this is believed. And then he tells us, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls, Hebrews 13:17. And he says, respect those who labor among you and are over in the Lord, and admonish you, and esteem them very highly in love because of their work, 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13. In other words, God has designed normal Christianity, vibrant, healthy, durable, culture-shaping, mission-advancing, justice-elevating, Christ-exalting Christianity to be a web of relationships in local churches led by faithful shepherds who care for the souls of their sheep. No online preacher can take the place on the ground of these shepherds. And I would, here's just two more things that come to mind. What we should want from our pastor in his preaching is not mainly rhetorical or oratorical skill, but faithful explanation of God's word and application to our lives, especially the life we're living together right here in this church and making an impact on our community. So value your pastor as the one who opens the word for you in your situation, in your community, in your web of relationships week in and week out. And the last thing perhaps would be the huge importance of corporate worship as a whole in the life of a believer. Gathering with God's people every week, gathering, not just putting on your headphones and listening to a worship song, gathering with God's people every week to exalt Christ together, hearing other people saying great things about Jesus that you love and that you cherish, is the way God means for us to thrive in relation to him. And my understanding of preaching is that essential to that corporate exaltation in God is expository exaltation. In other words, preaching is not an isolated moment of instruction, like, oh, now we just switched to class. Now we just became a school on Sunday morning. No, no, no. This is a worship service. We are going vertical from beginning to end here, and we're connecting with God. And at this point, we are leaning on this pastor to embed in this worship service an exaltation over the Word of God to draw us in and let us hear God speak and watch him, the pastor, exult in proper responses to the Word of God that he's explaining in the message. Podcasters cannot do this. They can't be built into the corporate worship experience where preaching comes into its own as an encounter with the living God. So I love podcasting. I think it has a place of appreciation and growth and learning, along with all kinds of other things we do in the Christian life, but nothing can replace the church gathered and the community of a believer of believers under the leadership and care and love of shepherds who minister the word to them and care for their souls.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor John. And very closely related to this topic, see episodes number 94 and 103 in the Ask Pastor John archive, which is probably most easily found in the free Ask Pastor John apps for the iPhone and the Android. And be sure you update your app to get all the new features that make it really easy to search and browse all the episodes. We will return tomorrow with a follow-up question. So, what are some ways to encourage your pastor? I'm your host, Tony Ranke. We'll see you tomorrow.